Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 20, 1806. Morale low. The Corps are camped at a place just above the camp of June 15 on Collins Creek. Grass for the horses is plentiful, but subsistence for the men is lacking. So the decision is made to return to the Weeyip Prairie where they camped several days ago and where the Indians should be having their big council. There, the captains hope to find the guides they need to lead them over the mountains. Captain Lewis describes the situation.
We caught 7 salmon trout in the course of the day. The hunters assured us that their greatest exertions would not enable them to support us here more than 1 or 2 days longer from the great scarcity of game and the difficult access of the country, the underbrush being thick and great quantities of fallen timber. We shall necessarily be compelled to remain more than 2 days for the return of Drewyer and Shannon. We determined to return in the morning as far as the Quamish Flats and endeavor to lay in another stock of meat for the mountains, our former stock being nearly exhausted, as well as what we have killed on our return. Returning to the Quamish Flats, we shall sooner be informed whether or not we can procure a guide to conduct us through the mountains. Should we fail in procuring one, we have determined to risk a passage on the following plan immediately, because should we wait much longer or until the snow dissolves in such manner as to enable us to follow the road, we cannot hope to reach the United States this winter. This is that. Captain Clark or myself shall take 4 of our most expert woodsmen with 3 or 4 of our best horses and proceed 2 days in advance, taking a plentiful supply of provision. For this party to follow the road by marks which the baggage of the Indians has made in many places on the sides of the trees by rubbing against them, and to blaze the trees with a tomahawk as they proceed. I think the plans we have devised will succeed, even should we not be enabled to obtain a guide. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 20, 1806.
Captain Lewis goes on in this journal entry to describe 2 roads over the Rocky Mountains. One an option to the road they had tried to take several days ago, and another one that the Indians may have told the captains about. Neither, however, is the shortcut an Indian guide would be able to show them. The optional road would have taken the Corps up the Snake River and its long curve through southern Idaho, including the arid Snake River Plain. They would then have had to cross the Continental Divide over one of several passes west of present-day Yellowstone Park into southwestern Montana near the headwaters of the Missouri Forks. The road the Indians may have told the captains about might have been a trail through the Yellowstone Plateau from the upper Snake River. This trail was used by several tribes and was later called the Bannock Trail. In either case, the journey would have been the long way around. Tomorrow, further retracing their steps.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.